This is Dr. Jane Nelson with Focusing on Solutions for Positive Discipline Radio. And today I have a special guest who will be sharing some success stories, and then we'll talk about how these successes apply to positive discipline. My special guest is Aisha Pope, and she is a licensed social worker living in San Diego with her husband and her small son. And Aisha and I met because she attended a positive discipline workshop, and we now belong to a positive discipline mentor group, and where we meet once a month and just share how we can use positive discipline classes and principles to help other people. And Aisha, I understand that you're teaching some parenting classes. Is that correct?
I am. At my agency that I work for in San Diego, we're teaching. We just taught a 7-week course. That was my first one, and I think it went really well.
Well, one of the things that would be fun is if you could get some permission from some of your people who took the class that they might like to share some success stories, too.
I will definitely ask for some, yes.
Oh, great. Well, you told one story about your little son, Jaden, and I just said, oh, you've got to share that with others. So would you tell us how old Jaden is now and how old he was at the time of the story you shared?
Well, he's 22 months old now, and at the time of the tantrum in the mall, as I like to call it, he was about 16 months old.
Oh, tantrum in the mall. I bet you there are a lot of parents who can relate to that.
I'm sure.
So would you share with us what happened and what you did?
So I had been reading that when a tantrum is going on, when you have a kid as young as my son, that if he doesn't understand words like angry, you have to kind of mirror his affect so that he knows that you understand where he's coming from. So he fell out and had a tantrum. He's really, really good at that. Fell out and had a tantrum at the mall, on the floor, screaming, kicking, crying. And, of course, I'm embarrassed, but I'm trying to keep my composure to figure out how I'm going to respond. And I remembered that I was supposed to let him know that I knew he was mad. So I said, "You're mad, Jaden. Mad, mad, mad. You're mad." And I sat on the floor, and I said, "I know, you're mad." And he stopped when I sat on the floor, looked at me, stopped crying, stopped kicking and screaming, and just crawled right on over to me, curled up in my lap, and gave me a hug.
Oh, I just love it. And this thing about letting them know what they feel, first of all, let's just talk about children at that age. One of the things that they understand much better than words is actions.
Yes.
And it's like sometimes when we often talk about how it doesn't do anything to tell kids, tell them what's going on, tell them what's happening, what caused it to happen, how they should feel about it. But instead, what you did was just validated his feelings.
Yes.
Getting into his world and validating his feelings. And even though he may not understand these words as well at that time, he just understands the energy and the feeling of what you're doing. So actually, you just joined with him.
Right.
And until his temper just dissipated. Sometimes, another thing Rudolf Dreiker's called that is doing the unexpected. So,
yes, it was quite unexpected to the other people in the store that I was sitting on the floor, but it worked. It worked out for us that time.
Well, it was a great example for them. I just love that. And so it's also helping Jaden eventually learn feelings, as we always are trying to teach that feelings are always okay, but what children may not do, what may do, is not always okay.
Right.
I hate to think about what some parents do with children who do that. They often, I've even seen them spank them to try and get them to stop having their feelings, or lecture them or give in to them, rather than just simply sitting down and validating his feelings. I just thought that was so great. And you had another story that you shared. Would you share that with our audience?
I will. I hadn't sleep trained Jaden, so although, and this, I think this happened around the same time. He was probably 15, 16, 17 months around this time. And I hadn't sleep trained him, so he would regularly fall asleep being rocked to sleep. So I decided that wasn't working anymore, and I was going to work on changing that. So I set up a nighttime routine, and the way the nighttime routine ended is he was still nursing at the time. I would nurse him, and then so that he wouldn't fall asleep nursing, we would pace the room while we said our nightly prayers, and then I would lay him down in the crib. Well, every night I would lay him down in the crib, he'd pop up and start screaming. And I was getting really frustrated and resentful because I felt like I was spending an hour, hour and a half every night on this screaming, trying to put him back down, him getting up, screaming, trying to put him back down, him getting up. And I felt like my whole night was consumed with this. So one night I tweaked the routine just a little bit, and it was just on a whim. I didn't think it out. I was just like, let me try this real quick. And we did our pacing so that he wouldn't fall asleep nursing, and I set him down on the floor across the room and then held his hand, and we walked to the crib together. And then when we got there, he looked up at me, reached his arms up because he knew he needed to be picked up to get into the crib. I picked him up. I set him down on his feet instead of laying him down. And as soon as I set him down on his feet, he just laid down. And I've never, never had a problem with him getting into the bed since then. Sometimes he won't go to sleep right away, but he'll get into the bed now since I let him walk there himself.
I think that is absolutely amazing. And first of all, again, I know how many parents can relate to this, including my daughter. I'm so sure she's going to love listening to this, because there are so many children these days who are not being what you call sleep trained. They're learning that they can't go to sleep on their own because they're being rocked and helped go to sleep. And so when, and as you say, after a while, that isn't so fun as they get older and you don't feel like you have any free time. I think that one of the things that you realized is that sometimes children aren't learning that they can, that they're capable of doing this natural bodily function of going to sleep on their own. And so it's kind of a subtle feeling that maybe they can't be self-reliant, that they're not capable. And so helping them learn that they can self-soothe and go to sleep on their own is a very important concept. But weaning has never been easy for the weaner or the weenie, as we sometimes say. But the thing that I saw in this story is, we talk so much in positive discipline about how important it is to get children involved and to help them feel that sense of power. And I think that most of us often resist when people are always telling us what to do and how to do it and when to do it. So that little act of letting him walk on his own power, it seems like such a little thing, but it's such a big thing. And my guess is, though, I have to check with you, is that you also, I think he could feel that your energy of you were done, that you said it, that you meant it, and that you meant it and you were going to follow through, as far as having faith in him that he could fall asleep on his own.
I think so. I think he got that.
So that, along with, though, I just hope that people get how important it is to give children a sense of power so that they can use their power in useful ways instead of in power struggles and rebelling. So I hope a lot of people can use that one, because it's such a simple one. I think, are you doing routines where you get him involved in other routines too, where he has a routine chart?
Well, he doesn't have a routine chart yet. He's almost two, and I was figuring when he was around two, we would start looking at stuff like that. But I'm definitely being consistent with probably not every routine, but definitely the bedtime routine, so that he starts to predict. Like, he knows now that when I tell him it's time to turn off the lights, he runs to the light, turns it off, and then reaches his arms up to get picked up to be put in the crib.
But there's,
he knows that this routine leads to bedtime.
But there's that other subtle little thing, is he gets to go turn the light off.
Right.
Again.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
These little things, I mean, he's at that age where me do it, and kids really do want to use their power to be helpful and to be included and to be part of it, and it's just so respectful. Well, I really appreciate you sharing this, and it's all right with you. I'm going to write this up and also include it written form in a blog. And where people can find the blog by going to positivediscipline.com, and there's an icon there that they can click on it, as well as being able to hear this. So, Aisha, thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. Is it next Saturday? This coming one at our mentor group. Thanks so much for sharing, and let me know if any of your class members would like to share any of their success stories.
Great. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Dr. Jane Nelson with Focusing on Solutions for Positive Discipline, reminding you that we want to do everything we can to help our children develop that feeling that I am capable. Until next time.
Hi there, I'm Tim McGraw. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. and playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music programs provide a golden opportunity for your child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Musical Instruments, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.